So Coach Fontino, welcome to UCSB. How's it been in your first couple of months here?
Everything's been going great. You know, the transition was good with me and my family, and I'm really appreciative. I have Coach Sheckett's given me the opportunity to join the staff down here, but everything's been great. Guys are working hard. We're ready to go next week.
Talk to us a little bit about the recruiting standpoint here. And I know, you know, you're working with Coach Fergus on this as well, and both of you have had fantastic resumes at your previous places. And how easy is it to sell this place to recruits? So that's got to help you guys out.
Yeah, you know, I think, you know, looking at it in three different ways, you know, one, the academics, you know, the top five public institution in the country. So the education will sell itself. I think that's where you start with anything. And you know, obviously from a location standpoint, it's a slam dunk, you know, with the great weather, the great location, you got the beach, literally, you know, with the campus literally located right on the beach. You know, so it's great from that standpoint. And then, you know, what we've been able to accomplish from a baseball standpoint over the last number of years, obviously is great, you know, from a player development standpoint and a team championship standpoint. So there's a laundry list of things to really sell to a recruit. Ultimately, once they get here, they're going to fall in love with it. Yeah, there's definitely a lot of things to sell from a recruiting standpoint.
So many newcomers on the team this year, lots of new blood. So can you tell us about the progression of some of these players and who we should be watch now for, who we should be excited for?
Yeah, there's, you know, a few guys, you know, obviously on the mound with guys like McGreevy and then, you know, Grant Newton, both guys that I had a chance to see in high school a little bit. And then on the position player side of it, there's a couple guys there as well, you know, with Christian Kirtley and a few other guys like that. You know, I had the opportunity to coach Christian's older brother at my previous place up at St. Mary's, so I'm pretty familiar with him. And but a lot of guys, you know, they've been all been working hard. Guys are still battling for spots and positions and roles and all that stuff. And I'm really happy about how all those freshmen have come along.
And there's so much talent here in this Big West Conference. I mean, it's going to be a real battle for any team to come out on top. But, you know, what is special about this team that at the end of the year we could be saying that the Gauchos win the Big West with?
Yeah, you know, I think that we have a lot of experienced guys who have really been through it, whether it be 1 year, 2 years, or even 3 years for some of the guys. Some of the guys obviously were around for that 2016 team that had a tremendous amount of success and went to Omaha. The other guys are probably tired of hearing about it to a certain extent, you know, and they want to create their own history within the program and all that stuff, obviously chasing a Big West championship opportunity and then obviously chasing some postseason stuff as well. So, you know, we have a lot of experienced guys that are ready to kind of write their own, you know, bit of history within the program as far as what we can accomplish this year, and all the pieces are definitely there.
All right, well, looking forward to the season starting next week. It's so close, already right on the corner. So thank you very much for joining us.
Very welcome.
Appreciate it.